SBS Radio.
By-election Wentworth terus mempengaruhi pemerintahan Morrison, di mana beberapa kini mempertanyakan pemikiran di balik keputusan memilih Malcolm Turnbull mewakili Australia ke sebuah konferensi di Indonesia pada 29 dan 30 Oktober mendatang. Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison mempertahankan keputusan tersebut, mengatakan bahwa keputusan ini dibuat 2 bulan yang lalu dan untuk kepentingan nasional Australia. Berikut ini, pendengar, rangkuman yang disusun oleh Greg Diet. Malcolm Turnbull akan menghadiri sebuah konferensi kelautan di Indonesia pada 29 dan 30 Oktober mendatang, mewakili Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison yang berhalangan hadir. Namun beberapa pihak kini mempertanyakan pemikiran di balik keputusan mengirimkan Mr. Turnbull mewakili Australia untuk konferensi di Bali tersebut. Setelah ditolak oleh Partai Liberal, Malcolm Turnbull dan istrinya, Lucy, memutuskan untuk menghabiskan waktu di kediaman mereka di Amerika Serikat di kota New York. Beberapa anggota pihak koalisi geram karena mantan pemegang kursi untuk Wentworth tersebut bahkan tidak memposting di Twitter dukungannya untuk Dave Sharma, orang yang berusaha mempertahankan kursi liberal untuk wilayah Wentworth. Mantan Wakil Perdana Menteri Barnaby Joyce termasuk pihak backbencher di pemerintahan yang mengkritisi keputusan ini, menyampaikan pada Sky News bahwa langkah tersebut cukup liar.
Malcolm should have done more to try and help the coalition, which he was the leader of, and that cost us the majority in Parliament. And if it cost us the majority in Parliament, I suggest that that probably gives you that's a very good reason not to send you to Bali.
Pimpinan One Nation, Pauline Hanson, juga menyalahkan keputusan ini, menyampaikan pada radio 2GB di Sydney bahwa dirinya tidak mempercayai Mr. Turnbull.
He actually kicked the Liberal Party in the gut by actually clearing out the country, never gave his support to Sharma in the seat of Wentworth, wanted nothing to do with it. His son came out swinging against him as well. And then, you know, his previous wanting to join the Labor Party, I wouldn't trust him at all to go over there and represent us. How the hell, what's he going to say or do?
Namun Perdana Menteri Morrison mengatakan keputusan tersebut dibuat 2 bulan yang lalu karena dirinya tidak dapat hadir di konferensi ini.
This decision was taken weeks and weeks and weeks ago, and it was done particularly out of a direct conversation between myself and President Widodo. So this is in Australia's national interest. It's no different to former prime ministers representing Australia at other events. Former Prime Minister Abbott has represented our government overseas.
Sementara itu, mantan Menteri Luar Negeri, Julie Bishop, mengatakan dirinya mendukung keputusan tersebut dengan mengatakan bahwa tidak ada yang aneh dengan hal itu.
Former leaders are often asked by their countries to attend in the place of a serving prime minister if the serving prime minister is not able to be there. And Malcolm Turnbull has had a deep and abiding interest in oceans, in the environment, in climate change, and I think he will do Australia proud by representing the Australian government at that time. Many nations do it. I've attended many international forums and conferences where former leaders represent their nation.
Dengar pendapat di Senat telah mengungkap bahwa Scott Morrison memberikan hak perjalanan tanpa batas kepada Mr. Turnbull, sehingga ia dapat melakukan perjalanan ke luar negeri untuk urusan pemerintah. Scott Morrison menyampaikan bahwa meski ada perbedaan pandangan terkait keputusan ini, ia mengatakan bahwa yang terpenting adalah kepentingan nasional.
I know some have made comments about travel and things like that. You know, I don't think Malcolm is hanging out looking around for a trip to Bali, by the way. The reason he's going is because he's been in a position because of his previous relationship with President Widodo to assist our national interest in attending this event. It's a very important event, and to have a former prime minister attend is a significant recognition of the status of that event and of the status of our relationship. Now, I understand some people out there might be disappointed by that or might be angry about it. Others might think it's a terribly good idea. Frankly, what matters is Australia's national interest and ensuring that we're acting in a positive way, managing well our relationships with our neighbours.
Kompetisi Nasional Bahasa SBS 2018, sudahkah Anda mendaftarkannya?
Kompetisi ini terbuka untuk siapa saja yang sedang belajar bahasa asing sampai dengan tanggal 18 November. Untuk informasi lebih lanjut, kunjungi situs sbs.com.au/nlc18.